It is Hank FM, and on the daily, it is why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Why we can't have nice things. It's a little close to home on this one. Let us go to DoorDash by way of TikTok. A TikToker who works at McDonald's. This is going viral after somebody used DoorDash and ordered a, and this is it, single packet of ketchup.
Ow.
This is not fake, and this is evidently something you can do. And it will give you some fees and tax along with it, even though McDonald's usually just hands these out, you know, to a degree for free. But yes, if you order for DoorDash, you can get one of these single packets of ketchup. Some people think the person ordered it by mistake, but other restaurant workers in the comments section, they've seen similar orders, like ordering a single dipping sauce. There was an order for a cup of syrup, 10 hot sauces from Taco Bell. I kind of get that. A spork, side of pickles, and then another one that was just two ketchup packets. We still have a little ketchup left, by the way. You don't need to DoorDash it.
That's kind of a waste of money.
Come get it at your own peril.
Now, this is going to surprise you, but using marijuana may lead to some iffy decisions. Take, for example, the woman who tipped an employee $5,000. Generous, yes. Intentional, no. Turns out she was going for $5 at a joint called Exotic Vapes. The employee then could not undo the transaction once it was entered. It took 22 calls for Wells Fargo to return her $5,000. And her purchase was some CBD relief gel.
Should have used that money on ketchup packets.
There's options.
It was probably later in the evening. Let's go to, well, hey, Texas. Lyon County, East Texas. This is actually back from Memorial Day weekend, but it's just coming out that 42-year-old Richard Pruneda of Edinburgh, Texas, was charged with a DUI on Memorial Day. His vehicle was impounded. He was booked into the nearby Crittenden County Detention Center. And then he bonded out. And Pruneda then called the sheriff's office from his motel to ask for his personal items from his impounded vehicle. Got to hand it to this. The sheriff's actually, they went to inventory. They went over to the car. They started collecting the items. And then they found a large amount of, in the trunk of cocaine. Yeah. They went to the motel, and then they arrested Pruneda again, who was again taken back to the Crittenden County Detention Center.
Seems to be a theme here.
I mean, he wanted it.
You know, it's always exciting to buy a new car. You got the new stereo, you got new gadgets, and new handcuffs to go along with it. That's what came out with a vehicle out of Aurora, Ohio. A 17-year-old had purchased the vehicle, then found the handcuffs inside. And did what 17-year-olds do. He put them straight on. Can you imagine what happened next?
Gotta know if they work.
Yeah, he got stuck and had to call the police to fix the situation.
Yeah, that's a bit embarrassing. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. Imagine telling your mother that.
Let us go to another glorious example of pranksters. 21-year-old TikToker on Long Island has almost been arrested. They don't know how they can charge this guy necessarily. Maybe vandalism, but 21-year-old TikToker Kyle Vasquez, who goes by the TikTok handle Tommy Tough Knuckles.
Oh, Tommy.
I think we know his brother, Joey.
Joey Knuckles.
Joey Knuckles.
Ma!
Ma!
So what he would do, he goes around to different stores and he dumps big buckets of food on his head. For example, celebrated 25,000 followers by walking into a restaurant shirtless and dumping a bucket of beans on his head. The place had to close early to clean up. He also dumped eggs on himself after outside of an Italian ice place, milk on himself outside of a Walgreens, did the ice bucket challenge inside of a grocery store.
What's wrong with people?
Yeah, yeah. Worth noting, by the way, congratulations. 100,000 TikTok followers. He just surpassed that with all this, so it's working.
Joey Knuckles.
No, Tommy. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. So did Mom ever call you a bull in a china shop? Well, it's kind of like that. But an elephant in Thailand, a pachyderm named Fly Byung Lek, is causing some serious chaos at a grocery store over in Thailand. The elephant walked right in, helped himself to a bunch of snacks, left muddy tracks behind, and hopefully has found somewhere else to linger. That's not where elephants should be going, is it?
Mom!
No.
No, not
yeah,
at
call
all.
Your mother.
Yeah. I fear the elephant. I fear the elephant. Better run.
Trouble, dum dum.
He can have whatever he
better
wants.
Run.
If you need some extra ketchup, we got you there, elephant. And then finally, yeah, let's go back. Just big surprise outside of Houston. Harris County, and a 76-year-old woman is in trouble. Arrested after assaulting another man's wife because she was furious that that man was playing bagpipes in a public park.
Oh.
Yes. So the wife of a federal bankruptcy judge, Eunice Eisger, 76, stands accused of assault with bodily injury. How do we know that that's her husband? Because, well, after she went up to Scott Clark, who is from Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Playing his bagpipes at Terry Hershey Park in Houston. Eisger said he needs to stop. Needs to stop now. And if you don't, as she was recording on her phone, I'm going to call my husband. Oh. Who's a bigwig. U.S. District Bankruptcy Court Judge Marvin Eisger. Well, Marvin showed up and was like, this is, what do you, what, yeah. I can't do anything about this. This is dumb. So he's not in trouble or anything. But the wife of the bagpipe player, who also whipped out her phone, was filming that they were being filmed. They got into the scuffle and kerfuffle. And somebody ended up with a couple of black eyes. And Eisger was arrested. Eunice, 76, because she hated the guy playing the bagpipes. To which is perfectly legal to do so. That's a bit of an overreaction. Now, if it was like an Irish flute,
dum 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 d